The Truth. This is a memoir according to the author's memory of events that occurred 30 years ago. In recollecting details of his life and experiences, he has done his best to make his memory tell a truthful story. Various names and characteristics have been changed, some events have been compressed, others uncondensed, and some dialogue has been recreated. Simon & Schuster Audio presents 17 by Joe Gibson, read by Luke Thompson. The Science, from The Adolescent Brain, Why Teenagers Think and Act Differently, an article published in ED Informatics. Research using magnetic resonance imaging has mapped the brain from early childhood into adulthood and found data to prove that the brain continues to develop well into the early 20s, with the frontal lobes responsible for reasoning and problem-solving developing last. In calm situations, teenagers can rationalize almost as well as adults, but stress can hijack what Professor Ronald E. Dahl, MD, Director of the Institute of Human Development, founding director of the Center for the Developing Adolescent, UCLA, calls hot cognition and decision-making. The frontal lobes help put the brakes on a desire for thrills and taking risks, a building block of adolescence, but they're also one of the last areas of the brain to develop fully. According to Professor J. Geed, MD, child and adolescent psychiatrist at the University of California, San Diego, what you do with your brain during that time could have a lot of good and bad implications for the rest of your life. Teenagers are capable of learning a lot, but the parts of their brains related to emotions and decision-making are still in the works. As their brains undergo rewiring, teenagers are particularly vulnerable to risky behaviour, such as drinking and driving too fast. Prologue, March 1992. We drive across town. It's late. The closer we get to the house, the more aware I become of each limb, every muscle in my body. My hands are damp as I rub the back of my neck. I try to reason with myself. She's 35. She's my teacher. Nothing's going to happen. I stare at her hands on the wheel, changing gear, wiping condensation from the windscreen. We pass the bridge, a silhouette of suspended light against the dark sky. No people, no cars. I should have been staggering drunkenly across that bridge with the lads.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?